Welcome to Solace. My name is Chris, and I'm going to lead you through some simple reflections. This week we'll start as usual with an examen prayer, and then move on to a time for Lectio Divina. There is a sheet with some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do, and this is available either on the church website or solacepod.com. This isn't because they're complicated, but mostly so you don't have me talking you through what you're doing, and to leave as much quiet in this time as possible. The two other physical things you'll need for this are a Bible, and if you have one, a candle to light. You might want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you are comfortable. Just before we start, let's settle into our space and focus in on this moment. Take a moment to focus on any sounds you can hear outside the room you are in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move inwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. Again, without blocking these out, let your point of attention take another step inwards and be aware of all the noise going on within yourself. This may be physical, the sound of your own breathing, or it may be an awareness of the rush of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Finally, take one more step inwards and let your awareness come to rest in some quiet, still space. Take a moment to rest there. Step two this week is the examen prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts to help us look at our day, or week, or any time period you want to choose, really, and find the movement of God in all the people and events of that time. You should have the sheet setting out all you need to do, so I won't talk much. We have 15 minutes to do it, so there's no need to rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time is over. Feel free to pause this if you think you'll need longer. When the music fades in and you finish the prayer, please do light a candle if you have one, to remember all you've been holding before God. This is a poem called Forsythia by Billy Collins. I'll read it, and afterwards there'll be a few moments of quiet for consideration before we move on. Forsythia. It caught my eye a while ago, lit up against the gloom of woods in the corner of a wide field, the pulsing colour of caution. And now that I have spent a little time on this stone wall watching its fire flare out of the earth, I begin to think about the long chronicle of Forsythia. How these same flowers have blazed through the centuries, roused from the ground by the churning of spring. I would rather not look around the next corner of the year to see how this will die. Its lights going out. Its bare, arcing branches, waving like whips in the bitter wind. So I sit facing the past, letting my feet dangle over the wall, beating time against stone with my heels as the long grey clouds roll over me. Remember how Arnold by the channel thought of Sophocles, who must have heard the same shore sounds long ago, walking by the edge of the Aegean. Well, I am holding in the palm of my thoughts all the others who once were stopped, like me, by this brightness, this sulfuric cry for help. Women in tunics, women gathered by a well, men in feathers, men swimming by a river, all speaking languages I will never know, saying the different words for its colour, as I feel the syllables of yellow form in my mouth and hear the sound of yellow fill the morning air. The Bible reading for this session is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 7 and 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Please now find the reading in your own Bible and follow the Lectio Divina steps on the sheet. Music will fade in when this time is over. We have 15 minutes for this again, so please don't feel like you should rush through the stages. we're coming to the end of this session. So let's take a moment to let our awareness focus on all the noise going on within ourselves. Either physical things like breathing, or an awareness of thoughts and feelings passing through our hearts and minds. Now, without trying to block out those sounds, let your attention move outwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe. The hum of something electrical. The sound of this playing. And for just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. And finally, take one more step outwards, letting your awareness settle on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Welcome back. Let's finish by sharing a peace, wherever we are. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen. Go well, friends, as ever. Take care and stay well. Until next time.